Section 1. The Driver's License. About this manual. This manual provides information on safe driving rules and practices all drivers should know. This manual does not provide information on all aspects of driving. You may have to contact the Kansas Department of Revenue, Division of Vehicles for additional information. Be sure to read the entire manual carefully. You should read and study this manual to help you pass the written test for a driver's license. Anyone who operates a motor vehicle, motorcycle or motor-driven cycle on public roadways in Kansas is required to have a driver's license. You are required to have a Kansas driver's license within 90 days of moving to Kansas. You may obtain a driver's license if you are at least 16 years of age, are able to submit proof of name, age and address, have successfully completed an approved driver education course if under age 18, if applicable to Kansas, have parental, guardian consent if under age 18, pass required driver's license tests, turn in any driver's licenses or identification cards previously held, have not had your license suspended, revoked, denied or canceled, in other words you are disqualified from your driving privileges, are lawfully present in the United States, pass required medical requirements for the type of driver's license desired, have not been found by a court to be mentally incompetent, have a substance or alcohol abuse problem, or be a habitual user of illegal drugs, have no unpaid fines for moving traffic violations. This manual will provide information needed to drive a non-commercial vehicle, passenger car. If you want a license to drive a commercial vehicle, truck, bus, etc., you will need to read the Commercial Driver's License, CDL, manual and pass the appropriate knowledge and skills tests. If you want a license to drive a motorcycle, you will need to read the motorcycle manual and pass the appropriate knowledge and skills tests, in addition to this manual. Types of driver's licenses and driver's permits. Farm permit. Minimum age 14 but less than 17. Must reside on a farm or be employed for compensation on a farm. A farm is at least 20 acres used in agricultural operations. If employed on a farm, then an affidavit must be signed by the employer attesting to such employment. This affidavit is available at your local DMV office. Parent, guardian and employer must sign an affidavit. Must pass the vision, written and driving examinations, or bring in the ADE-99 completion slip from driver's education. Driving restrictions 15 to 16 year olds. To and from, or in connection with, any farm job, employment, or other farm-related work. Directly to and from home and school, over the most direct route, for the purpose of attendance, not school activities. No non-sibling, minor passengers. No wireless communication devices while driving except to report illegal activity or summon emergency help. Driving restrictions 16 to 17 year olds. Parent, guardian must sign an affidavit attesting to at least 50 hours of driving time with at least 10 at night before the applicant can drive under the lesser restrictions for 16 to 17 year olds. May drive anytime. From 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. To, from school and authorized school activities. To, from a religious worship service held by a religious organization. To, from, or in connection with, any job, employment or farm-related work. When accompanied by a licensed adult in the front seat. Only one, non-immediate family, minor passenger allowed in the vehicle. No wireless communication devices while driving except to report illegal activity or summon emergency help. At 16, after holding a lesser restricted license or farm permit for 6 months, then all age-related driving restrictions are removed. Instructional permit class C or M. Minimum age of 14. Less than 16 requires written application by the parent, guardian. Affidavit must be signed by the parent, guardian at time of application at the driver licensing office. Must pass vision and written examination. Or, bring in the DE-99 form that authorizes an instruction permit from an approved driver's education course currently being attended. Expires in 1 year, may be renewed with testing. Driving restrictions. May only drive with a licensed adult in the front seat. Licensed adult must be at least 21 years old and have at least 1 year driving experience. No person but the supervising adult in the front seat. No wireless communication devices while driving except to report illegal activity or summon emergency assistance. Restricted license. Minimum age of 15. Must have held instruction permit for 1 year. 15-year-old applicants must have completed 25 hours of supervised driving. 15-year-old applicants must have completed an approved driver's education course, not required if applying at age 16. 16-year-old applicants must have completed 50 hours of supervised driving with 10 at night. 16-year-old applicants must pass the vision, written and driving examinations, or bring in the DE-99 completion slip from driver's education. A parent or guardian must sign an affidavit attesting to supervised driving. 15-year-olds who have only completed 25 hours of supervised driving must submit another affidavit that they have completed the additional 25 hours with 10 at night in order to move to the restrictions for 16 to 17-year-olds. Driving restrictions 15 to 16-year-olds. To and from, or in connection with, any job, employment, or farm-related work. Directly to, from home and school, over the most direct route, for the purpose of attendance on days school is in session. Not school activities. When accompanied by a licensed adult in the front seat. No non-sibling, minor passengers. No wireless communication devices while driving except to report illegal activity or summon emergency help. Driving restrictions 15 to 16-year-olds. May drive at any time. From 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. 2. From school and authorized school activities. 2. From a religious worship service held by a religious organization. 2. From, or in connection with, any job, employment or farm-related work. When accompanied by a licensed adult in the front seat. Only 1. Non-immediate family, minor passenger allowed in the vehicle. No wireless communication devices while driving except to report illegal activity or summon emergency help. After age 16 and restricted license has been held for 6 months, then all age-related driving restrictions are removed. Unrestricted driver's license. Minimum age 17. Must pass the vision, written and driving examinations, or bring in the gold, DE-99 completion slip from driver's education. Parent, guardian must sign affidavit attesting to at least 50 hours of driving time with at least 10 at night, only for applicants who are less than 18 years old. Required non-commercial license tests. Vision. All driver license applicants will have their vision screened at the driver licensing station, or present a driver licensing eye examination from completed in the last 90 days by a licensed ophthalmologist or optometrist. Vision must be at least 20/40 in one eye when screened at the driver license station. If corrective lenses are required to meet this standard, then a restriction will be placed on the driver's license and the applicant will be required to wear corrective lenses anytime they are driving. Those who do not pass the vision examination may take the driver licensing eye examination form and have it completed by a licensed ophthalmologist or optometrist. When this form is returned within 90 days of the eye exam, driver licensing may issue the driver's license, or require further testing, depending on the results of the exam. Knowledge test. This test consists of written questions on Kansas traffic laws and road signs. You will be required to answer questions about traffic laws and identify certain signs by their shape, color, or the symbol appearing on them. Driving test. You will need to take and successfully pass a driving test. You will drive a designated route designed to show your basic skills in operating a motor vehicle in traffic. Graduated Driver's Licensing, GDL, a system designed to improve road safety by allowing beginner drivers to get their initial driving experience under conditions that involve lower risk and introducing them in stages to more complex driving situations as they gain more experience in the driving environment. Young drivers are provided with the support, skills and experience they need as they work towards becoming fully qualified drivers. Unsuccessful examinations. If you fail to pass either the written test or driving test, you may take either again the next working day after paying a $1.50 re-exam fee. You may wait longer if you wish to study the handbook or practice driving. You have 4 chances to pass the written test and 4 chances to pass the driving test. After the 4th failure of either test, you must wait a minimum of 6 months from the most recent failed exam before retesting. Once you have successfully passed all the required tests and met all other licensing requirements, you may be issued a driver's license. Remember, getting a driver's license is not a right. It is a privilege that must be earned and maintained. Driver license renewal. Permits. A Kansas non-commercial instructional permit is valid for 1 year from the issue of the permit. Commercial permits are valid for only 90 days. All instructional permits are renewed by retaking and passing the written examination. Any license, permit, or ID card issued to a temporary resident will expire at the same time as their authorization to be lawfully present in the United States. Driver's licenses. At least 30 days prior to the expiration of your license, the Division of Vehicles will mail a notice of expiration or renewal application. This will be sent to the last address on file at Driver Licensing Field Services. An examiner will screen your eyesight when you come in for renewal. Eyesight of at least 20/40 in one eye is required, with or without correction. An eye examination by a licensed optometrist or ophthalmologist of your choice will be accepted in lieu of the eye examination administered by the examiner, providing such examination was made not more than 90 days prior to the date of your renewal application. Based on the information provided on the vision examination form, additional testing may be required. Although a written examination is not required for every renewal, a driver's license examiner may require any applicant to pass a written or driving skills test if they suspect the applicant is unable to exercise ordinary and reasonable control of a vehicle. An additional $1 will be charged as a penalty to anyone whose license has expired. If the driver license has been expired for more than 1 year, full testing will be required. Full testing includes the vision, written, and driving examinations. Regardless of where you live in Kansas, your license may be renewed at any DMV office. CDL holders and registered offenders must renew at a full-service driver's license station. If you are a concealed carry license holder with a separate card, your driver's license renewal can be done at any station provided you are not making any changes to your record, name, address, or license number. Loss of driving privileges. Your driving privileges may be suspended or revoked. Driving is a privilege. We all share our roads and highways. No one has a right to drive if they refuse to follow the rules of the road. Your driving privileges may be suspended for violating any of the following statutes. 1. Conviction of 3 moving violations within a 12-month period. 2. Refusing to submit to a chemical test to determine the alcohol, drug content of your blood is a mandatory 1-year suspension for the first refusal, 2 years for the second refusal, 3 years for the third, and 10 years for the fourth refusal. 3. Failing to appear for a court date, mandatory indefinite suspension, or failure to respond to a traffic citation issued in this or another state. 4. Failing to maintain continuous liability insurance on your vehicle is a mandatory indefinite suspension. 5. Driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs or testing 0.08 or above. 6. Transporting an open container of liquor or cereal malt beverage, 3.2 beer. 7. Failing to report a traffic accident. Your driving privileges may be revoked if you are convicted of 1. Vehicular homicide resulting from the operation of motor vehicle. 2. Failure to stop and render aid as required under the laws of this state in the event of a motor vehicle accident resulting in the death or personal injury of another. 3. Reckless driving. 4. Any felony in the commission of which a motor vehicle is used. 5. Attempting to elude a police officer. 6. Aggravated vehicular homicide. 7. Vehicular battery. 8. A fifth test result of 0.08 or greater, a refusal to submit to chemical testing to determine the alcohol drug content of blood, will result in a permanent license revocation. Out-of-state license or driving on an existing license. The following people can drive on a valid license as long as they are at least 16 years old. Military. Members of the armed forces on active duty or members of foreign military on temporary duty with the armed forces, as well as their spouse and children. Student. Students who live out of state and who are considered a non-resident for tuition purposes. Trainees or instructors. Employees of companies licensed to do business in Kansas, who are employed here temporarily to receive or give job instruction. Aliens, foreign tourists, teachers or business people who are here for up to 1 year and who hold valid immigration documents. Non-resident or visitor, if you have a state license, you can drive in Kansas.